This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, September 19th. School resource officers arrested a Wyville woman for disorderly conduct after an incident that began at Central Middle School on Tuesday. Kenya McMillan, age 40, was charged with disorderly conduct. According to sheriff's report, she was released on an unsecured bond. The victim in the case was a 12-year-old. McMillan's child was allegedly struck in the mouth with a drum mallet, according to the report. McMillan refused to cooperate when she was asked to leave the campus and was banned from Central. She then disrupted traffic in front of the suspect's child's home, according to the report. A juvenile petition is being sought against the child. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Deputies saved a man's life Tuesday when he suffered an apparent heart attack in a courthouse annex. The sheriff's office said bailiffs found the man unresponsive after he tried to help a woman with her wheelchair. Bailiffs performed CPR while a deputy retrieved an automatic defibrillator, and another deputy, who is a former EMT, assisted. The man is recovering in an area hospital. Candy Herring Lee is facing multiple charges after fleeing the scene of a car crash and allegedly assaulting a police officer. Lee, age 47, is under $110,000 secured bond. She reportedly left the scene after hitting two vehicles and two pedestrians on North Elm Street. She then injured a Chadburn police officer who was trying to take her into custody. We have more on this story on our website. State Supreme Court Justice Paul Newby announced today that he is assembling a task force to tighten pretrial release conditions. The group will take a deep dive into unsecured bond and other issues that have been brought up lately. The effort is in response to the national outcry over the August 22nd murder of Irania Zarutska by a convicted felon on a light rail in Charlotte. In a related matter, State House Speaker Dustin Hall announced today that Irania's law will be brought before the legislature next week. Hall said that the legislation is designed to, quote, make sure violent criminals stay where they belong, off the streets and behind bars, end quote. Tonight is the first night for Awake Columbus, a celebration of faith, family, and freedom. The outdoor worships will be held behind Robinson's Produce on J.K. Powell Boulevard in Wyville tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Free food will be served every night. Services start at 7 p.m. Columbus Regional is going to host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26th from 12:30 until 3 at Advanced Urology. That's located at 800 Jefferson Street in Wyville. Enjoy free tailgate food and a raffle for free Carolina Panthers ticket. And you can also take advantage of free testing for A1C, blood pressure, PSA, and other benefits. Call 910-641-3662 for more. Mark your calendars now for the annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza. That's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Park on September 27th. Admission is free. It's going to be a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the show is $25 for a vehicle. Call 910-770-2168 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Wyville. It'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Wyville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Wyville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.